Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hello, stranger.
That's Barbara Lewis bringing us back. 17 till. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, you got 5 minutes, 15 minutes, anything in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got something you can read or listen or even watch there now. That's right. We have our videos there. And, of course, if you want to go to our YouTube channel, that's youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And while you're at my website, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll. The poll question right there on the homepage. Phil Chapa is with us. Phil is managing principal and chief investment officer at Arbol Financial Strategies. We're talking. And by the way, Phil, you got your own radio program, right?
I do.
God bless you. God help you. And I know what you were feeling, Phil, but what were you thinking?
I don't know. Jim, I'm not sure I was thinking. It's but a lot of, if nothing else. As you know, it's a lot of work.
Absolutely. And you want to give us a website? Tell us how they can find you there?
Well, the best place to find me is at www.philchoppa, that's philchoppa.com.
All right.
And that'll give you the link to the radio station I'm on. But
all right,
we're in the middle of syndicating, so...
Good.
The other website will give you a little more information about what I'm up to.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Let's get back to this unemployment thing with regard to small business. One of the things that that we know, as you may know, I report on the NFIB survey of business conditions, their index, also the Tatum survey every month, and for a long, long, long time now, years actually, small business owners have not been part of the job growth scenario. They're just not hiring new people. The number of to whatever degree that they're adding jobs, it's very, very, it's almost negligible, isn't it?
It really is. And in fact, what folks don't realize, Jim, is that, you know, the economy may look like it's doing better, but in reality, the numbers that the NFIB are really putting out are numbers that are showing that small business is still very much in a recession. You know, the earnings trends are not great. They're still down by huge amounts, double-digit amounts, as you well know.
According to the surveys that we see, we just did this yesterday with Bill Dunkelberg, the guy who owns the standard for small business surveying of economic conditions, the NFIB index. And that's what we saw yesterday, that profits are not great, profits are down, sales are up marginally just a little bit, but that's not making small business owners hire any more employees. And here's the thing, Phil, small business owners have figured out, if they're still in business, they've figured out what it takes to run a business in this new normal, and they know how many people it takes. They've also been able to incorporate more and more technology that has helped them to grow a little bit without having to hire more people, making the existing people they have more productive and taking up some of that slack, whereas maybe 20 years ago they would have hired a part-time person or maybe even a full-time person. But it's the economy, the outlook, the prospect of the healthcare regime that's going to be unfolding potentially over the next year or so, some of the other regulations that are out there, these are not things that make small business owners want to take risks and hire more people.
No, they're not getting the warm fuzzies, let's face it. And a lot of them, I'm finding, at least in this area up in the Northeast, Jim, is they're hiring people for a short period of time. So, for instance, I work with a business owner who runs a cranberry factory. And, of course, cranberries, we know, are very big in the fall. So, you know, this person brings on maybe 20, 25 people during the high season and then lays them all off. So there's becoming this trend with small business of seasonal workers as opposed to a permanent part-time or a permanent full-time.
Right.
I have to ask, is that really good for the economy? It's got to wreak havoc at home for these folks. So it can't be good for the economy in my mind.
What do you think? What is your opinion of all this, Phil? What have you?
Have you come
to a conclusion on what it's going to take to turn this around?
Well, you know, of course, I say this at the backdrop, so let me just preface it by saying I know we're in huge federal debt, some of it on paper, some of it real, but a lot of the money that the government's thrown out there has got to be re-diverted, or some of the money that they are giving to local communities, like community development block grants, has got to go to small businesses and no longer be, you know,
but a bunch of little
nonprofits that are doing the same thing in the same community. We've got to start looking at how is it that our money is going into Main Street. And we've got to stop letting Wall Street rule our emotions. I mean, I don't know when we're ever going to learn that Wall Street is not the gauge of our world. We're supposed to be controlling Wall Street in the economy, not Wall Street controlling us. So if we kind of begin to look at things differently, and I really don't see any candidate, Jim, doing this, but if we look at it differently and we say, okay, we have such and such amount of federal dollars. We've got to take care of defense. We've got to take care of this, that, and the other thing. But I never really see on the list of taking care of our small businesses until like number 30 or 35 on the list.
Well, the
priorities are all messed up. So there's got to be, I think, overall what I would call a reprioritization.
Well, the thing about it, Phil, is small business owners don't really want any of that money. They don't want that money. What they really would rather have is for the government to get out of their way, which means don't keep talking about passing, the health care bill. Small business owners en masse don't like that bill. Talking about making labor unions easier to organize in smaller and smaller companies, those kinds of things. The regulations, the new regulations that are being imposed on small business owners, those are the things that small business owners want to get rid of. They don't really want a grant. They don't really need any money from the government. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.